There were newspapers of Chinese signs all over. I asked about them, and he said those were to keep Kuchisakeyama away. I followed directly, and I listened to everything he said. He told me to wait in this room, Stephanie, to sleep in over there, and gave us a bucket just in case we needed to go to the bathroom. He put four bowls of rice in each of the corners of the room, and a small man in the middle that looked like he was praying. The buckets were filled with rice. He shut the doors. He told us not to open this door for any reason until 7:30 a.m. We went inside. 3:30 a.m. I woke up to a knock on the window. I was about to open the newspapers off the window until Stephanie reached out, got my hand, and said, "Remember what I told you. Please don't do it. It's her." So we didn't open it at all. Then I heard Stephanie's voice outside saying, "You know, if you want, I can keep you company in there." Then I said, "Stephanie, why is your voice out there? I thought you were in here." And then she was like, "I am. That's just her. Don't listen to her." I didn't say anything. Then I kept praying and praying until I saw the bowls were empty. She had come. Waited until 7:30. Got out and hoped she would be gone forever. The Chinese antidote said that she could be gone, but only for half my age life. The rest, she'd come back, and I'd have to figure it out for myself. Stephanie said she'd protect me until she died. I said, "Okay." Then we worked together. We were prepared every day. My mother would come every day in my dreams. My real mother would come in my dreams, not the possessed. She'd say she's happy that I have a good someone in my life, a good someone who can protect me. I told her this someone was Kuchisakeyama's sister. My mom told me she'd get back to me as soon as possible, and she promised. 50 years later, I was old. Stephanie had died. I went to her funeral. I had three kids. I protected them until I died. And then my kids were in charge. I promised them I will stay with them forever.